this is Rachel. She's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Did she lose $70,000 betting on sports? No. Did she publicly shame her ex with a billboard? No. Or does she like knife play in the bedroom? No. We'll open up this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage. Begins by revealing old secrets. Right now, let's meet our dater. She's a therapist from Huntington Beach, California. Please welcome Rachel. Hi, Rachel. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Now, what kind of a man are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for a man that can definitely make me laugh.
Yes.
And he's funny, but also witty, which usually means intelligent,
okay.
And travel, because I love to travel.
I met the guys backstage, okay. Good-looking guys, but like everyone else, they got some baggage.
Yes, I'm
ready
sure
to
they
meet
do.
Him, though?
I am ready.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. He's a financial advisor from San Diego. Say hello to Jason.
I'm a huge tennis fanatic. I love beach parties and bonfires, and I even lead ghost tours. So maybe you can hit the court as my doubles partner.
I like it.
Up next, he's a project manager from Lewisburg, West Virginia. Let's hear it for Tim.
Hi, Rachel. I bleed blue and white, represent Penn State football, volunteer for Big Brothers of America. I'm also a little bit of a dancing fiend. So you pick me, I'm guaranteed to sweep you off your feet.
Nice, Tim. Beautiful.
And finally, he's a marketing manager from Los Angeles. Give it up for Brian.
Big sports fan. I like working out, going to see live bands, partying with friends, and I'm an avid traveler. I'm planning a trip to Australia soon, so I hope you have your passport ready.
I do.
Okay. Well, as you can see, each of our guys brought three bags hiding their awkward personal issues, and as the bags get bigger, well, so do their secrets. This way, Rachel can see their shortcomings before she chooses the man who's right for her. Gentlemen, it is time to reveal your smallest piece of baggage. Let's start with Jason. I live with a colony of moths.
Oh. Moths, why? I mean, does that usually mean clutter, dirt? I'm just not sure what your house looks like.
I recently found some moths flying around my place, and when I'd get home, I'd kill them, and then they would just come back the next day. So, not exactly sure what's going on, but I'll tell you one thing. You come over to my place, and I'll show you a night you'll never forget.
I bet I won't, yeah. Jason. Who can forget a colony of moths?
Just don't wear any wool. Tim, please reveal your baggage. Dark and lovely. What exactly is dark and lovely?
Dark and lovely is actually a black woman's no-lie relaxer. So my locks aren't quite as long as that, but hey, it works, and maybe I can be the new facial model for Dark and Lovely. What do you guys say?
Your hair is really short, so I'm not even really sure what you're trying to straighten, but other than that is, why not go curly? Is there any reason?
Well, Rachel, my brother actually turned me on to it. It's quick and easy, $5, 20 minutes. And my hair is manageable for 2 months. It's perfect, looks good. And you know what? I like to look good for my woman all the time, just like you look pretty in pink.
Yay!
Brian, please reveal your baggage. I date women half my age. Yeah, what's your concern there?
Oh, well, that's a huge concern, because is that really what you're looking for? Because I'm definitely not half your age. Probably just about maybe your age. So, yeah, that's always a red flag, for sure.
Well, the reason is younger girls usually in better shape and more vivacious and just like to tend... Let me finish. And physically and mentally, I feel like I'm younger. So I just want somebody that can keep up with me. And it looks like Rachel can.
Okay, Brian, okay.
This is what's depressing. Women half my age are old. Anyway, coming up, the guys expose even bigger bags, and Rachel gets to expel one. Find out whose bag gets kicked to the curb when we come back. Sweat out their embarrassing secrets. Now, earlier we saw the guy's smallest baggage. We've got Jason, who lives with a colony of moths. Tim, who straightens his hair with dark and lovely. And Brian, who dates women half his age. Rachel, it's time for the deal breaker round, and that means revealing even bigger baggage. Now, we've placed the bags here randomly, and when Rachel picks the one that's hardest to handle, well, the man who claims that particular bag will be handed his walking papers. It is time to reveal more baggage. Bag number one. I used 2-for-1 coupons on all dates. Bag number two. I bring my own liquor to bars. We got some big spenders here. Bag number three. I won't let women sleep over. I won't let women sleep over. What's your concern here?
Well, my first thought is, why, are you trying to hide? Do you have a bunch of girlfriends that you can't have a woman spend the night in case someone comes knocking at the door at 2 in the morning? I mean, that makes me nervous.
I bring my own liquor to bars.
No, no, no. Cheap. No, cheap. 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 That's embarrassing. No way.
It does sound cheap. Speaking of cheap, I use 2-for-1 coupons on all dates.
No! No. That's embarrassing. Yeah. I don't want to be at a nice restaurant and, you know, and do a 2-for-1 coupon. I mean, it ruins the whole mood. No.
All right. So I have to ask you now, which one is your deal breaker?
Okay. My deal breaker is definitely... I use 2-for-1 coupons on all dates. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Gentlemen, it is time to claim your baggage. Jason, would you care to explain?
Okay, look. I slip the coupon in the check so the date never sees. And let's face it, it's a tough economy, but with all the money I would have saved, I would have taken you on the vacation you always dreamed of.
I'm sorry, Jason, but it is time to pack up and go.
Hope these guys can afford all the restaurants I would have taken you to.
Thank you, Jason. But two guys are left standing. We've got Brian, who won't let women sleep over, and Tim, who brings his own liquor to bars. Gentlemen, please join us over on the hot seat.
Well, it seems like I've been like over 200 dates, and it never seems to go to the next date. But you could have been the one to break my streak. Unfortunately, you'll never get to find out.
Now, Rachel, we heard your concerns about their baggage, so let's hear what the guys have to say here. Now, Tim brings his own liquor to bars. Brian, your thoughts about that?
Rachel, do you want to go out to a bar with a guy that every time he says, honey, do you want a drink, I have to run to the bathroom?
She's intoxicated enough for myself. I won't need any alcohol with her out.
Well, just in case you do, just reach in your coat pocket.
Why do you do it?
I was brought up a Boy Scout, so I was taught to be thrifty. So I don't spend money myself. I want to make sure I spend all my money on my lady.
Now, Brian won't let women sleep over. Tim, what are your thoughts about that?
Is he bringing home, like, coyote ugly girls, butterfaces? He doesn't want to see them when he wakes up and sobers up in the morning, or are only men allowed to sleep over? That's what I'm worried about. I don't know.
No, it's nothing like that at all. It's, you know, I get up early, I go to the gym, I have a long work day, so it's a sleep thing.
Okay.
Well, guys, it's time to stand up and stand out. I'm going to ask each of you a series of questions so Rachel can decide which one of you stands the best chance of winning her over. Now, let's start with Tim. Please step into the hot spot. Give me the quickest answer that comes to mind, okay? Here we go. Rachel's a therapist. Would you say your biggest issue is job-related, family-related, or dating-related?
Probably job-related, and I have a very stressful job, and I sometimes dream about my job.
If you could apologize to anyone, who would it be and why?
I don't live my life with apologies. I'm proud of everything I've done, so I claim all my baggage. I'm proud of it. Nothing I have an issue with.
What's your definition of comfort food?
I'm an all-American boy. I like combination pizza and actually General Tso's chicken, which I wish we could get on the West Coast here.
How far have you gone to win over a woman?
To be honest, I've got a little corny thing I do. When I'm heading to the beach, I've got my own flip sign. I will throw out the car, and it's got things that say, like, you're hot. So if I'm stuck in traffic, I might even try to pick up a girl. You're hot. What's your phone number? Throw my number out the window, and I've actually had a few girls call me in. It's a good way to pass the time when you're stuck in traffic.
Rachel loves to freestyle on the dance floor. Show her what you can do.
I say whatever the music tells me to.
Very good. Nicely done.
That's
good.
Yeah. Good.
What do you think of his answers?
Okay. Love the dancing. Very good. I think maybe the food thing we can work with, because I'm a pretty healthy eater, and so I would like someone to eat a little healthier with me. But maybe we can talk about that. But you got me with your dancing. Not bad. Like it.
Very good. Brian, please step into the hot spot. Very first answer that comes to mind. On a date, do you prefer an outdoor cafe or an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Definitely outdoors. Nothing better than dining al fresco on a warm summer night.
What hobby do you have that your friends make fun of?
Too much time on the computer.
If you had to put a bumper sticker on your car, what would it say?
Honk if you're horny.
What do you do that keeps you youthful?
Hanging out with young people.
Thank you.
It's a good way to stay young.
Rachel has a daughter. Show us what you do to impress her.
Oh, no.
Got your nose.
Okay, now let me tell you, she's 15.
Do you need help with your homework?
There you go. What do you think of Brian's answers?
Okay, I'm honk if you're horny. Definitely wouldn't be honking. And if I saw that, I'd be creeped out. I'd be like, ew.
So, you might be honking at your daughter. You gotta watch
exactly.
out there. How old is this guy?
Yeah.
How young is he going?
Exactly.
Okay, Rachel, don't jump to any conclusions just yet. You don't know what's hiding inside Tim and Brian's biggest baggage, and that could really knock you off your feet. But don't forget, Rachel bought a big bag of her own. Did she lose $70,000 betting on sports? Did she publicly shame her ex with a billboard? Or does she like knife play in the bedroom? Find out when we come back. Welcome back to Baggage. I'm here with Rachel, a therapist who's analyzing a new love life. Now, two single guys are about to reveal their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and, well, Rachel has to make her final decision. Will she choose Tim, who relaxes his perm and relaxes at pubs with his own booze? Or Brian, who dates barely legal women but rarely lets them sleep in his bed? Gentlemen, it is time to reveal your biggest piece of baggage. Let us start with Tim. I've never had intercourse. What's going on?
Well, my concern, well, I think it's great. I love that, and I share in the same values as well, but obviously I'm not a virgin. I have a child, so my concern would be like, you probably want a virgin. You probably want to experience that with somebody else, and maybe that would be a deal breaker for you.
Yeah.
Well, believe me, Rachel, it's not easy, but I was brought up in a good Christian home. I have strict moral values, so I want that storybook ending. I want to find the girl that's right for me, so maybe that could be you. Who knows?
Here you go.
Okay.
Brian, please reveal your baggage. People constantly question my sexuality. Is that a concern?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean that people question it.
Not well, I wonder what... if I would question it as well. I mean, it depends on what they're questioning. You know, that is a concern. I guess I would need to know like what they question.
Well, it actually has nothing to do with me. I love women. And obviously, Rachel is very beautiful, so I'd be lucky to have her. I try to stay in shape. I dress fairly nice. And I can't help it if guys find me attractive. It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I take it as a compliment.
All right. Tim, tell Rachel why she should choose you and not Brian.
Rachel, I'm a bit of an enigma. I'm a good guy at heart, but I also love to go out and have fun. Like you mentioned, you love to travel. I've been all around the world, lived in Sweden for a year. Ach du de vaktas de javit, which means you are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Brian, why should Rachel choose you and not Tim?
Well, if she hangs out with somebody like me, she'll be satisfied, if you know what I mean. But I know how to treat a woman. I know how to take him out. I know how to wine him, dine him, show him a good time. And she'll have the time of her life if she chooses me.
All right. Well, it is time to choose. Will it be Tim, who straightens his hair with Dark and Lovely, brings his own liquor to bars, and has never had intercourse? Or will it be Brian, who dates women half his age, won't let women sleep over, and people constantly question his sexuality? Now, Rachel, before you decide, give us your feelings on each of the guys. Let's start with Tim.
Well, Tim, so far, you know, I love your personality. I love your dancing, that you like to travel. I love what you just said in Sweden, beautiful. I love your values, and I think that's great, and I share in them in a lot of ways. But again, my concern is just really, I don't know if that would be compatible for you.
And now your feelings about Brian, the good and the bad.
Brian is super cute. You're really handsome and attractive-wise, love it. But more importantly, it's the question of the sexuality, because I have to tell you, I have dated someone before. I questioned his sexuality, so did everybody else, and guess what happened?
So,
yeah.
All right, Rachel, it is time to send one of these guys packing.
I'm sorry, Brian, but you just have too much baggage.
Oh. I'm sorry, Brian, but it is time to pack up and go.
Enjoy your cheap virgin.
Whoa, congratulations, Tim and Rachel. But it's not a done deal yet. Will Tim say yes to Rachel after seeing her big baggage? It's anyone's guess. Now, Rachel has just chosen Tim here for a romantic date, but the roles are reversed, and now, of course, it is his decision. What's the secret in Rachel's big red bag? Did she lose $70,000 betting on sports? Did she publicly shame her ex with a billboard? Or does she like knife play in the bedroom? Tim, of those possibilities, what would be the toughest one for you to accept?
Well, those are some interesting possibilities right there. I think the one that scares me the most, though, is the knife play in the bedroom. I want to make sure I'm fully intact by the time I do have intercourse, so...
So, okay, well, let's find out exactly what it is. So, Rachel, please reveal your baggage. $1,000 betting on sports. Oh my gosh. What's going on?
Well, it was right around when I was starting college, and I had a bunch of money and loans, and I kind of got the gambling bug and bet on one game and won and thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to just triple this money. And next thing I knew, I lost a lot. hey, you know, it'd be fun in Vegas. You bring the free booze in, and maybe we'll save money. Maybe throw some money on 21.
What is your concern there?
Well, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I've been on sports myself, but never come anywhere as close to that number. Does she watch sports before she bets on, or she just picks a team with her favorite color? Like, how's she losing that much? I don't know.
So my question to you now is, Tim, can you accept Rachel's baggage?
Rachel, that's some pretty big baggage. That's a lot of money to be losing on sports. But if you're betting that much money, you probably enjoy sports, and a girl enjoys sports is a girl after my heart, so... Yes, Rachel, I can accept your baggage.
Whoa! Congratulations! Tim and Rachel will enjoy dinner for two at the world-renowned Mastro's in Beverly Hills. We'll see you next time.
I'm so glad that you didn't mind my baggage and that you're willing to stick that out with me.
I can handle that baggage, so...
Okay.
What do you say we go hit Vegas? You buy the drinks, and I'm going to make the bets.
I say that's a plan.
There we go.
Let's go.